Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's what you're teaching these kids.
Correct.
It's not just business.
No.
Okay.
How to stand up again, a pair.
Which gets us into the snowflake.
Oh.
You hadn't used that word 2 years ago.
No, I didn't.
What's a snowflake?
A snowflake is a kid, a guy or a gal that melts under pressure. As opposed to what they tell me. You know, God, every snowflake is different, Mr. P. You know, there's not one snowflake that's the same as the other. The trillions and trillions and trillions. I said, yes, that's correct. That's correct. And he says, and so we deserve to be here just like, no, that's not correct. In your opinion, snowflakes melt under pressure. Some people, most people, in my judgment, don't really want to be successful if it takes any sacrifice whatsoever. Everybody's scared to f-ing death of what might happen, and so they want to come across as your friend. They don't want people to say bad things about you. And it gets back to athletics. Our three children, which are millennials, we're right at the outer edge as our oldest son, but they were in athletic programs in schools just when the no win, you know, you participate ribbons, and I took them out of athletics. And that was the beginning of the deterioration of in my judgment, manly education.
Even the guys that make it to your castle,
correct,
and fork over the 20 grand,
correct,
even they don't want to be successful.
Once they see what it costs in human resources, that ain't for me. It's not what happens to us in life, it's how we interpret what happens to us in life. It's how we're trained emotionally to cope with information that we don't like. You can't hurt, sticks and stones can break your bones, but words can never hurt you. That's what the saying was when I was maybe 1 to 15. And so I just, you know, shine it on. And I said, if you want to make some of it, we'll step out and then off and we'll see who's right and who's wrong. That's how we used to settle who's right and who's wrong. The guy that's standing over the guy that's on the ground. And a lot of times I got the shit kicked out of me. I don't know if you can protect people to a fault. I know when you have kids, as you do now, I mean, you can protect kids to a fault. Of course, that's why we have snowflakes, because they've led a bubble wrap life. My dad, you know, I'm glad he's not alive to see this, because the more snowflakes we have, The less the possibility of the earth making it.
Okay, which you want the earth to make it.
Yeah, I do. Men aren't what they used to be. Men aren't the guys from the 1400s and 1500s that sailed the ocean blue to find various parts of the world.
Right, and that's hurting us.
In a devastating manner. I gave you a couple stats at dinner. I'm going to say them again. They're worth repeating. In 1986, the average man's handshake pressure was 118 pounds. 30-year-old man, 118 pounds. 2016, 96 pounds. A woman, 1986, was 105 pounds. Today, 110 pounds. 110 pounds. Testosterone levels in sperm counts tested 50 years ago, and today they're producing 60 to 70% the amount of testosterone levels and sperm counts as they did. We're dying out.
So you're, I mean, look, I remember when I was up at the castle, I said, they don't make him like Dan Pena anymore, and we should cherish for what he tells us. You're kind of giving us a glimpse into what we were in the past. And you're trying to remind us that there were good things there.
Yeah.
And what do you say against all the people that say, well, violence isn't the solution, and we should embrace the feminine side, and all of that stuff?
Okay, I'll say, if love worked, there would be no personal development. Love doesn't got the job done, okay? Love doesn't work. Religion doesn't work. Nothing works other than if you have self-esteem as a human being. You're a better person, you're a better father, you're a better husband, better wife, whatever the hell, you know. You're a better citizen. You take life more serious if you have self-esteem, if you have self-worth. Gallup poll did in 2016-17 a study. 86.6% of the people on the planet, of the 7 billion, are unhappy. They've locked out. They're not looking for anything in life. And I say, I'd like to find the 13%, because most people are living hand to mouth. Most people are living paycheck to paycheck. They just don't. Most people too easily lose focus. And here, when they're asking me, and I've in the numbers that they fill out and in the forms they fill out are really discerning. Like, you know, some of the new stuff that you didn't have when you filled it out. What's the high point of your life? Okay. What's the high point of your father's life? What's the high point of your mother's life?
That tells you a lot.
Can they write it though? And then do you consider your parents high performance? If not, why not? Okay. Do your parents consider themselves high performers? That's a funky question, but I mean, you may think your dad's not a high performance guy, and yet your dad thinks he's a high performance guy. Because most people want to, you know, look at their dad as their hero and that kind of thing. And there's really no reason to look at your dad as a hero. He's an honest, decent guy. Most of our parents, in world, live paycheck to paycheck, hand to mouth. Okay? If that's all you've seen, and you go away to university, if you go to university, I mean, that's your norm.
You're still programmed into that behavior.
Correct. The biggest challenge that kids have, not just the kids that come to the seminar, but the kids that use the content, the free content, the 99% of them that I've never met, is that they go into default. Their default are their old habits. It's quite easy to go back to, you know, let's take in a movie, dinner, and let's go out bar hopping. And I'm not saying, God knows I did that, but I mean, it's pretty fucking, it's pretty easy to go into that default. But I am advocating that the guys act like they had a pair.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.